This is Pete Hoffman, and we are talking Colin Kaepernick. Yes, the tryout was yesterday. Colin Kaepernick did not show up. Instead, he moved it around. He rescheduled it, replanned it. My question to Colin Kaepernick is this. What are your priorities? What is more important to you right now at this moment? Is it football? Is it playing in the NFL? Or is it being the face of your business, of your brand? You know, the NFL is a brand. They protect themselves. They are a business. They have rules and regulations that they have to follow. Hence why there were no media available to watch this tryout in Atlanta originally scheduled. That the NFL put together. You know? They put together what they would put together as an organization, as the NFL. No, making this no different than any other tryout in the history of NFL. Now, yes, it was weird. It was on a Saturday for sure. And the timing of it was weird. Didn't sound like he had a lot of time. Giving a big heads up to prepare for this. But the guy says he's been preparing for 3 years. So, if he's prepared for this moment, and 25 teams have confirmed that they're going to be there to watch you perform in front of them, and that the NFL will videotape this and send it to the remaining teams that are not there. But you throw an audible with hours to go before this is supposed to go off? There's a lot of mistrust there. That is a bold move. And that means to me, that doesn't seem like NFL is a priority. Or playing in the NFL is not a priority to Colin Kaepernick. Because if it was a priority, he would have showed up. He would have done it, maybe unwillingly and not happy, but he would have done it. The guy clearly has an arm. The guy's clearly capable of playing in the NFL in some capability, at some capacity. Whether it's a backup or a starter, it's remained to be seen. But he can play. But he can't play, and he can't play for the NFL. Because he is too worried about being a brand right now. That is his number one priority. He needs to represent himself in a certain way that his people that follow him, that believe in him, that believe in what he does and what he is doing, which, by the way, there is nothing wrong with what he's doing. His beliefs, there are nothing wrong with his beliefs. And you can play in the NFL and have those same beliefs, but you have to follow rules. And he's not doing that. All he needed to do was show up. Instead, all he did was remind 32 NFL teams, organizations, that he can't be trusted. That if you ask him to do something, he may or may not do it. If you sat there and interviewed him and say, Colin, can you suit up this week? Can you confront the media? Do you mind not kneeling during the anthem? Can you try not to be a distraction as best as possible? Whatever it is, can you try not to do this? He may say to your face, sure, no problem. And then as soon as he leaves the room, he might do something else. And for these organizations, they don't want to take that risk. That's why they haven't wanted to take the risk over the past few years. Is it going to help their team win? I don't know. Is it worth the risk? No. Right now, no, it's not. And I've heard other people say it. He doesn't want to play football. He doesn't want to play in the NFL. I think he might. I just don't think it's a top priority of his. I think protecting his brand, protecting his face is the biggest priority. And whatever happens after that, it's gravy. He protected his brand. People will buy into, oh, well, he did. The NFL, look at them. They're still blacklisting him. He can't get in the league. Look how great his arm is. Look how fast he is. He's mobile. He's everything you want in a quarterback. He could play over half these teams. Ryan Fitzpatrick, get out of here. Colin Kaepernick can go there right now and play better than Ryan Fitzpatrick. But he can't because he can't get a contract because he can't follow direction. And unfortunately, people, that's society today. In order to get jobs, in order to sign contracts, you do have to follow rules. It wasn't a bad look as far as performance-wise. It was a bad look PR-wise. But his brand is safe. 877-337-6666. Pete Hoffman on the Fan.